I love Jesus, but I'm not qualified. Those are strongholds. These are things that we believe. We could be walking in the middle of struggles. You hear this all. I don't know how many times I hear this. Hey, would you like to serve in this area? I don't qualify. Those are strongholds. Those are things we look at things after the flesh. But, you know, when we start walking that way and believing those kind of strongholds, you'll never qualify. The enemy will make sure. That goalpost will move. You'll never qualify. I don't qualify. I don't qualify to do anything for the Lord right now. Come back and see me in a year, and if I've cleaned up myself enough, then I'll let you know. But I guarantee you by then that goalpost will have moved, and what you'll say to me, because there's a stronghold in your mind by the lie of Satan and religion, you'll say, I don't qualify. In Christ Jesus. Now, obviously, if we grow in the things of God and the purposes, but walking and serving Him and Him using you, this is how you qualify. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Christ Jesus was raised from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Qualification first is, I belong to Him. I am His child. I'm a saint of God. Amen? I'm born again in Him, right? And then when we grow in the things of God, right? Obviously, we learn and we grow in those things. So the first thing we want to break off our lives is, I don't qualify. The biggest thing I hear that is a stronghold, a cave that people get into or lock themselves up is, I don't qualify. How many saints, people that love Jesus, but somehow they don't get to where they think they should be. They just say, I'm sorry, I don't qualify. I can't do anything for the Lord. That's the biggest lie of the enemy. Number one, you qualify through His death, burial, and resurrection, what He did for you. That's where you qualify. And then as you press in and cry out to Him, as different times in your life, as you cry out to Him, in your struggles, He comes and He breaks more and more of these strongholds of things that we believe in our lives that are completely lies. You know, different things. One of the things I really do is I love meeting with people, me and my wife. Different things, people. We love meeting with people and talking about different things. And I think the biggest thing is not because I'm a psychologist or some great counselor, but I do know some truths of the Word of God. What I've come to realize in helping people, you know, obviously pray for people, but even more in that is saying, here, let me tell you the truth. Let's replace these strongholds that are lies with the truth of the Word of God and watch if He doesn't set you free in that area like that or over time. Replacing strongholds of the enemy, which are lies that we believe, because let's put it this way, Satan is already a defeated foe. He's already defeated. But sometimes we live this life like he's not defeated. How does he put a whooping up on you and I? Here's how he does it. We believe lies. I don't measure up. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm going through this, so God must have forsaken me. Or I've done something wicked and evil, so he's not going to help me. Or when I figure out what I've done wrong, then he'll help me. No, this is what I've learned to do. I lay that all aside. Lord, I say, Lord, thank you. I receive your love. Cry out to you with this area of my life. Thank you for bringing the victory. You know, by the way, the things that you need to continue to show me and reveal to me that are not truths, break them off of me. I don't want to believe any lies. Hey, things that we believe that are lies, we wouldn't believe them if we didn't know they were lies. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God to break those things off of us. How long does it take? You'll be doing that a lifetime. Strongholds, breaking those things. When someone comes against me, do I cower? These are different things. When someone comes against me, I'll let the wrath come out. Let me say this again. When we get squeezed, if things come against us, we get squeezed, things that might be in our soul, this is just a time where you say, hey, Lord, I'm relying on you. I'm coming to you. Don't run to him. Run to him. Don't run away. Run to him. Did you hear me? Don't run away from him. Cry out and run to him. Proverbs 18:10-11 says this, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. What's that basically saying? Is the truth of the Word of God, the promises of God's Word is what he wants you and I to be, what we're rooted and grounded in. It is our strong tower. Amen? It says the righteous man runs into that truth and is safe. And it says, a rich man's wealth is his strong city and like a high wall in his imagination. So what's this saying is different people, what they try to do in their own ability, it's called pride, build up these walls in their life to be, they can't be penetrated and say, nobody can get to me. I've built my whole life. Nobody can get to me. But with the power of God, when we love Jesus and we walk with him, it's the opposite. God starts tearing those walls down where we say, I'm relying on Jesus Christ. I'm relying on his power. I'm relying on his strength, his wealth that he's given me. I say, thank you, Jesus. You're the one who's blessed me. Amen. God, the peace that I have, Lord, you created in my life through the Holy Spirit. So where the world starts putting all this armor, these things up, and they imagine a wall that cannot be scaled, they got to stand before him someday. Their life of living their own thing, they still have to stand before him. But you and I, we pull these things down in our self-efforts and say, God, here I am. Build me up with your mercy and grace. Build me up with those things that you're building me, called those, pulling down those strongholds, those lies of the enemy. Lord, build me up in the truth of the word of God. Let me just say this, number three, crying out. Give me a few more minutes. Crying out brings truth. Judges 6:12, you heard this. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, the Lord is with you, valiant warrior. Was there any evidence of that yet? He's hiding. He's trying to get a little wheat so he can go take it up in his stronghold. Wherever little crevice he had, he was beating wheat in something not even, or he was sifting wheat in something that wasn't even made for sifting wheat. And then he was going to go take it and hide it. But Israel had been crying out to the Lord. Here's the thing, when we cry out to the Lord in these areas of our lives, this is the Lord appears and he starts building us up with truths. He starts taking those strongholds of the lies and he replaces them with the truth. What was the truth here? Man, Gideon, you're a mighty warrior. I'm seeing things. What Jesus was saying to him is, I see things in you that's going to happen and be accomplished that you don't even know yet because you're sitting here hiding. But somebody was crying out. Somebody was crying out. And because of that, this angel, the Spirit of God, came to Gideon and say, hey, oh, mighty God, don't underestimate you crying out for your loved ones, saying, Lord, may they have a Gideon experience with you. May they realize how much you love them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we cry out that you'll move again in this nation afresh and anew. Lord, you've done it in the past, though. We pray that you do it again. Father, I pray, Lord, we pray that you remove these lies and things that we believe that somehow, God, you can't do this, you can't do this. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, as we cry out, Lord, that you do again in this nation, that you do again in my family, that you do again, Father God, what I was beyond anything I can ever believe. And when we cry out, somebody cries out, somebody is going to get a word from the Lord. It's going to be, hey, valiant man, mighty warrior, I have things for you. But did you notice it started out by crying out to the Lord? And then what he says, this angel was under an oak tree. Well, what does that represent? An oak tree. With strength. Let me read this in Isaiah 61:3-4. We'll wrap this up. It says, I love this scripture. To grant to those who mourn in Zion, if you've been mourning in areas in your life, listen to this scripture. Listen to this scripture. This is the word of God for you. What God wants to do in your life. To grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. Did you hear that, saints? The garment of praise instead of a faint or a heavy spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then it said, they shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations, those things that have been devastated in the past. God's going to restore. Amen. They shall repair the ruined cities. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. The devastations of many generations, God, I don't care how many generations there has been of whatever's going on in your family, it can stop right now in Jesus' name in your lives. But it's got to be, those strongholds of lies have got to be replaced with the truth of the Word of God of who you are in Him. As Gina the piano player comes... See, this angel came and sat under the oak of righteousness. That oak represented righteousness. We just read it called oaks of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. This oak representing what Gideon would become, a mighty man of God, even though he was not fully assured at all at that. The whole time that God was working through Gideon, he really wasn't sure of himself. And when we get to it, God worked through him, and he wasn't even walking in complete faith himself. So the angel came and sat under that oak tree and said, called him a mighty man of God, even though he was not fully assured, calls things that are not as though they will be. Let me just say this, crying out and pursuing Christ always brings confidence. You need confidence, you just cry out to him. It's from his spirit that lives in you, the word of God. You have a relationship with him. You say, Lord, thank you for bringing confidence. What did he say to him? Judges 6:14. He said this, and the Lord looked at him, the Gideon, and said, go in the strength of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? He said, but this is what Gideon said. But he said to him, the angel said, oh Lord, how am I to save Israel? Behold, my family is the least in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's house. In other words, this angel stood up at Gideon's house, who is the least in Israel. Nobody special. Amen. Not a special family. He showed up to somebody that seemed like it wouldn't make a difference. He said, go in what I've given you to save. So what did he do? He cried out to God. God came to him and said, mighty man of valor. And then he said, hey, go do what I've told you to do in confidence. It's interesting. Did he know exactly what he was going to do? He had no idea. Man, God had to lead him step by step. He didn't have a whole picture. Not at all. We're going to find out in the coming weeks. And so let me just say that the benefits of crying out in God, I'm going to take a few more minutes. Give me 2 more minutes. The benefits of crying out to God who we are. Psalms 116, 9 through 12 says this, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I'm alive here. I may have some struggles, but here I am. And then in 10, he says, I believe, therefore I spoke. And he says, I'm greatly afflicted. He said right now, he says, I'm having some struggles in my life. But he says, I'm still here. I'm in the land of the living. And I've got some afflictions. And he said, in verse 11, he said, I said in my haste, all men are liars. You ever felt like this? I don't trust nobody. Everybody's a liar. Get away from me. You ever been there? I don't trust anybody. This is where this individual had come. And then this is a beautiful thing that he says in the next couple of verses. He says, what shall I render to the Lord during this struggle I have for all his benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will take up the cup of salvation. Can I tell you what this salvation, this word means in the Hebrew? In the Hebrew it means to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I love Jesus. Amen. Then it says it means deliverance. Freedom. Freedom. Can I say it means 100% freedom in our lives? 100% freedom. Freedom in his joint. Doesn't matter what's coming against me. I'm growing up in him to walk in total freedom. It means victory. I am victorious in him. Amen? Anybody in here walking in victory? Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in his strength. Amen. I'm walking in his peace. I'm full of joy. I can't wait to see what the future holds. I know that there's going to be battles. I know there's things that'll come against me to try to be strongholds and say, nope, how are you going to get through this? Or no, you can't do it, or nothing's going to change. And I'm tearing down those strongholds with the truth of the word of God that I am victorious in him. Amen. It also means prosperity. Who is our prosperity? Jesus, who takes care of my needs, who blesses the work of my hands, who brings things my way in my business or my job when I'm walking in strength and victory. Him. Man, if I got to do it on my own strength and ability, I'm in trouble. Yeah. But when I'm trusting him, he's my prosperity. Did you know he can make me look good when I'm trusting him? Amen. And it means health as well. It means health. So I'm praying that part of salvation for everybody in this room, including me, is, Father, I thank you for your healing power in Jesus' name. I don't care what you're facing, for how long you're facing, how long you faced it. I'm believing that, God, this is a day and an hour where God will bring healing to your body in Jesus' name. I declare that. I speak it. I think it's part of our salvation. But sometimes we have strongholds and we hear things and we believe things. Yeah, but no, I'm going to say remove the stronghold and say, Lord, heal my body, however it could be. You know, there's a guy that teaches at a Bible college at Karis, and he had cancer, and God miraculously healed him. That's awesome. But he got cancer again. And he thought, and he said, man, I got this cancer again. He was like a couple weeks from death. His name is Barry Bennett, great teacher for this Bible school. But you know, God didn't heal him this time with just a supernatural. He went through all this stuff, these cutting edge scientific stuff that they did in his body that was beyond just normal cancer treatment. And he went through some time of hell on earth, he said. But God brought him out. He's healed today and teaching Bible school. He thought his second healing would look like his first healing. It didn't look anything like it. Didn't look anything like it. He went through a season of months and months and months where he was very ill. What am I saying is, I don't know how God will choose to heal you, but in Jesus' name, if you'll receive it, I believe it, Lord, we declare healing over our bodies in Jesus' name. I don't care what it is, cancer, leukemia, whatever it is, Father God. Father, I rebuke it, we curse it in Jesus' name, Father, and we speak healing and life in Jesus' name. Father, however that comes, we thank you for wholeness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that there wouldn't be, Lord, if there's things that are strongholds where maybe keep us believing those things, Lord, that you would remove those things and reveal to us that you want us to be whole. Lord, I don't know why it doesn't always happen with people, but I believe the word of God that what here says salvation, it says save, deliverance, victory, prosperity, health, and overall welfare. Lord, peace and joy in our lives. Lord, we declare that. Yes. Do you believe that with me?
Amen, totally.
Will you believe that with me?
Yes.
Would you believe that with me? Amen. Let me say the Romans 4:17, my last scripture, as you stand up with me. Hallelujah. Has the word of God spoken to your heart at all today? I know it was a lot of meat there, but I hope that you found one piece you could chew on.
Yes.
I pray you found one piece you could chew on.
Yes, amen, I have.
Romans 4:17 says this, as it is written. So that's in the Bible, amen? I have made you a father of many nations. That's talking about Abraham, in the presence of him whom he believed, that is God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that do not exist.
Amen.
So this is how this works. When you're struggling in areas, would you start declaring, Lord Jesus, thank you for victory in that area of my life. I may not have experienced right now, but I'm crying out to you and I'm thanking you for victory. I'm going to believe the truth of the word of God, and I'm going to remove, Lord, I'm going to bring down those strongholds of lies and replace them with the truth of the word of God. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Lord, we thank you for your favor. Can you just take a second, if you don't mind, just hold your hands like this and Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit and your presence. Thank you, Father God. Lord, thank you for joy in my life, no matter, bringing joy in my life, no matter what I'm going through, Father. Lord, like these things, areas in our lives where, Father God, were these things that we may have believed or we become discouraged or we've given up in areas, Father God, that have actually become strongholds, that once again, Lord, we would cry out to you, Father, that you would replace those areas, those strongholds with the truth and the power of God, Lord, just like the angel came to Gideon and said, thou mighty God, said you're going to be the one that delivers Israel, and he wasn't even believing at that time, so the angel of God was speaking to him things that did not exist yet, so So, Lord, we declare in our own lives, Father God, those things that we're crying out to you, Father God, that we don't see manifested yet, Father. We thank you for manifesting those things in Jesus' name. Yes. Lord, we thank you for manifesting victories in soul realms in our lives, Father, that have kept us crippled, Lord, that you would replace those things with healing and blessing, Father God, and understanding who we are in you already, Father God. Those that are waiting for healings in their body, Father, we declare healing. We thank you for healing bodies. Lord, we believe the word of God that you still heal in this day and hour. It may not be like we think it should be, but we declare and we speak it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for those that think that they don't qualify, Father God, that you would speak to their hearts and remove that stronghold and that lie with the truth that it's the power of God. The blood of Christ is the only thing that qualifies. So we receive of that, Father God. Lord, there may be people here that are having trouble in their marriages, that you would speak to their hearts, Father, to cry out for victory in their marriages, crying out for victory for children, Lord. We continue to cry out, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that what we don't see yet will be manifested as we believe in the promises of God. For the promises of God are yes and amen. We believe in those things, Father God. Areas of discouragement, Father, breaking those things off, replacing those things with the truth, Father God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. May we walk in your joy, Father God. Resentments and bitterness, those things that get rooted in us, Father God, we ask you to pull those things out, Father. Replace those things with a forgiving heart. We choose to forgive, Father God. And we ask you to replace those with your peace and your strength and your joy and your purpose and your ability. Amen. Fresh vision, Father God. Fresh joy. Amen. Fresh relationships and marriages. As these strongholds are pulled down and we believe in the truths of the Word of God, make them life, Father. Make them life by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. May the Word of God become life. May the truth of the Word of God replace lies as you reveal them to your people. And we thank you for that, God. We love you. We praise you. We exalt you. We're so grateful to be your children. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for your blessing in our lives, Father. Lord, we acknowledge that the blessings in our lives are from you. We acknowledge those things. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for protecting our lives. Thank you for protecting our lives. Thank you, Father, for bringing children into those that have fallen away, our grandchildren, Lord, speaking those things that are not as though they are. We thank you for blessing our children, grandchildren, in Jesus' name. Lord, those things that we're praying for, that we're hoping in our heart, Lord, we cry out to you. We say, thank you, Father, for answering those prayers. Lord, we thank you for answering those prayers as we begin to push into you. And we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, do you love him? Hallelujah. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Lord. We love you.